So I want to finish up today to give a Yisra Shnilayshah Bechitu Bairis, then we'll talk about Rav Chaim. And then I want to go on to the Sigur of, the next Sigur is the Sigur of Mishras, in Sochem and in the first thing to do in that Sigur is really to have the Shakra Taya clear. So I would urge the Oilim to work on that first. You should have the whole Shakra Taya of the Sigur from the beginning to the end. Just the Gemara. Never mind the Taisusim, but just the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Sochem and a Gemara in Nozi. Kimat the same Gemara. In Nozi, there are a little bit. A couple of extra steps in the Gemara that you don't have in Pesachim. So I don't take your pick which one to do, but to know the Shakar V'taya, well, it's very important. Okay. So the Ramban, in Gichala, this Gichala, the Ramban, after he explains the meaning of why you need that it should be nice and tam, and you also need the meaning of Gvera. The Ramban brings a Yerushalmi that the Chiyuv Chala is only if there was a shear of Chamish Ravayim Kemach, which is a shear Chala of Chita. Meaning, it's not enough that the Chita is nice and tam. It's not enough that it's Chita Neris, that you have Gvera. You have to have a shear Chita, a shear Chala of Chita. Ramban is going to Yerushalmi that the Mishnah is going to look at Shimon Gamliel. There's two kisoyes in Yerushalmi. The way we have in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah, which doesn't mention this condition, the Mishnah just says that Aisa Chitim, Aisa Isim, and Achitim, and Aires, Yemeshba Tam Dagon, Yemeshba Tam Chita, it's Chayavis Bechala. It doesn't say anything about needing Chamish Yerba and Kemach. So we have the Gersh in Yerushalmi, Masnissim Delaik of Shimon Gamliel. Not the Rishon, the Rabbi also has a Gersh, Masnissim Delaik of Shimon Gamliel. Because if Shimon Gamliel says, no, that's not enough, you have to have that there should be Chamish Yerba and Kemach. And the Ramban has the Girsan Yerushalmi, Masnissin Kirav Shimon Gamliel. And the Yerushalmi is saying that the Mishnah goes like of Shimon Gamliel, not so much this Mishnah, from this Mishnah, no Echocha. But he has the Echocha from the Mishnah later on. I'm not going to get into this Echocha from the Mishnah later on, that in fact the Mishnah Chal is going like of Shimon Gamliel. And I guess you have to say that it's not a steer to this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishvatam Dogon, but we have to understand there's also a condition that it should be Chamish Shirvon Kemach. Upon him, the Yishami is Feirish, whether it's Masnissin Kirav Shimon Gamliel or Masnissin Delaker of Shimon Gamliel, the Yishami goes on and says that the Halach is like of Shimon Gamliel. That's also Feirish and Yishami, Halach and Kirav Shimon Gamliel. So the Ramban, so the Chore, El Mali the Ramban, he could have said that maybe according to Shimon Gamliel, maybe you don't need Gvera. If you have a shear of Dagon, you have a shear of Chita, then that's it. You have a shear of Chita, and it's not bottled the right because it's nice and tam. Whether it's tam ke'ikr, like the Rosh, or it's time imamosha, like the Ramban, whatever it is, but it's not bottled the right. And I have a shear, and shalom al yisrael, I don't need any greyer. But in the Ramban, it's mevoid, Rav Shimon Gamliel also requires greyer. With that greyer, Rav Shimon Gamliel also requires greyer. Then Mr. Chida Ramban is mukhuk, because if the Ramban is greyer, if the Mishnah goes like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says that the Mishnah is Mishum Gera. The Yerushalmi that talks about Gera says it on the Mishnah, and the Ramban's gear says that the Mishnah holds the Isra of Shimon Gamliel. So then it's Mukhuk that when Yerushalmi said that it works with Gera, it's going in Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Ramban is aware that it's so we have to understand two things. First of all, if you have a Shir of Chala, so why do I need Gera? Meaning, so Mamik is a Choser, I have a Shir Chala. I have a shir chal of dogon, I have a shir chal of chito. So why would I have to come on to greyer? Like, why can't I just say the chita makes it? The chita is lechem. Who cares about the oiris? The chita is lechem. I have a shir chal of chito. It's nice and tam. It's not bottled the right. So it's lechem. So why do I still need to do greyer? Same thing by matzah. The Ramban doesn't speak about beferish. The Marital Gazi brings from a Tosefta that according to Shimon Gamliel, they're on the side of the Ramban. You have the Marital Gazi. It's not on the WhatsApp, but it's there. He brings a Tosefta that according to Shimon Gamliel, the same way by Chal you need Chamish Rivon Kemach, so by matzah you need a shear of Kezias. You need a Kezias of Dogot, Kezias of Chito. So if you have a Kezias of Chito, and you have Chanisha Olam Kemachot Chala. So why do we also have to come on to Gvera? So the Chor, the Poshib Shat, what would you say is the Poshib Shat? Why do I still need Gvera? If I have a Kazayisav, probably by Matzah, not so terrible. By Matzah, I could say, even though I have a Kazayisav Matzah, but who says I have a Kazayisav Fechilis Pas? That doesn't say that I have a Kazayisav Fechilis Pas. And for some reason, the Marit El Gazi seems to assume that it means a Kazayisav Fechilis Pas. Then he gets bogged down because the Ramban said beferish that the Mishnah works even without a kazayis b'fechilis pas. I don't know why he's having difficulty. It says he needed kazayis, doesn't say he needed kazayis b'fechilis pas. So then I understand by matzah I could understand even if you have a kazayis and dogon, but it's not a kazayis b'fechilis pas. You still have to come on to the others. So for that you still need greater. But by chalo, who cares if I have a kazayis b'fechilis? I have chamish shavuim kemach. I have chamish shavuim kemach, so I have everything that I need. In this isa, there's a chamish shavuim kemach. So in the isa, you have a sheer chala of dogon. So why do I still need greer? So what would you say? I'm not sure that that's true. Even by Chal, you need a Kazayis Pechilus Pas. I don't know if that's so. I mean, if it's so, why is it so? I mean, maybe so, but why is it so? Why is it enough that diffuse in this Issa, I have a sheer Chal of Chito? So why do I still need Greer? What does Greer do exactly? Let's go back. What does Greer do?
In being
installed, it's a that's true, but why do I need it to mean it? Let's just say the Chiyuv Chal is Chal on the dog. That's my shout. Why do you need the Chiyuv Chal to be Chal on the Eretz at all? Let the Chiyuv Chal be Chal just on the Chito. I have enough Chito for it to have a Chiyuv Chal in its own right.
The whole Issa needs to be able to be Machmetz, so therefore even the
Ori. The Ramban doesn't have that. That would be in the Rosh, maybe, that the whole Issa needs to be Machmetz because you need Bogdan Chumas Bepoil. The Ramban doesn't have Bogdan Chumas Bepoil. By Chalam. The Ramban has it by Matzah. By Chalam, the Ramban doesn't have this. And let's go back to square one. How did the Ramban learn to do Greer? The Ramban learns the main work is done by Greer. Remember, we talked about who's doing the heavy lifting over here? The Bavli is nice and time, or the Yishalm is Greer? The Ramban learns the main thing is Greer. And what does Greer do? So the Ramban's lashon is that the Greira turns it all into lechem. We explain, but derech tefelos, the real, really chitah is lechem, but derech tefelos, the oyer also becomes lechem. The only thing is, it's not going to be nigrar if it's going to be bottle. So that's the Ramban. You have to have it. It's not bottle. Once it's not bottle, it's able to be mistarif with the oyer. And once it's able to be mistarif to the oyer, so everything becomes lechem. So that's in a case where only have a little bit of chitah. In a case where I have enough chitah to be going on with all by itself, I have chamishir ban kemach. If I got rid of the oyer, I would still be chayim and chal. So why do I still come out? Why do I still have to come out the Greer?
It's need to be kovei Hashem lechem.
Well, that's what the answer is. Need to be kovei Hashem lechem. You see, anyway, never mind that. That's what's going on in Greer. What does the Greer do to the Oyeres? The Oyeres becomes lechem. How does the Oyeres become lechem? Oyeres toch not dogon. But b'derech tefelos when it's nitfal to the chito, either because it's the derech to be ma'arav Oyeres in an isa of chito, or because it gets some of the quality of chito when you mix it with chito. But whatever it is, it becomes the loshen Ramban is that it becomes lechem. You need Hashem lechem. It's not enough. The chiyuv chal is not chal on dogon. The chiyuv chal is not chal on chito. The chiyuv chal is chal on lechem, except that lechem has to be made out of chito. It has to be made out of chameshes. It has to be made out of chameshes aminim, or out of oyers also, but derech tefelos. But it has to be. But you need Hashem lechem. So if you have, like I talked about the other day, Rabbi Chaim said, Chaim's talking Tam Kik, maybe we'll leave Rabbi Chaim alone, but we'll leave Chaim till we come to Rabbi Chaim. But I said the other day that of course you need if you mix chita with applesauce, I said in the Rosh, but it's again now in the Ramban as well. I said in the Rosh that the Rosh is this concept of Nepach, that Dogon is Nepach to be, that Tam Kik makes Nepach. So why don't I just take chita and mix it with applesauce? It has its nice and tam, and it'll be Nepach to be, Dogon. Yes, in the Rosh, the answer is, but it's not Bolu Dechimus. But he said it has Zbar, because you need to have Hashem Lechem. The Rosh learns the condition of Lechem, What defines something as having a Shem Lechem is Boledechim. That exactly we don't have in the Ramban. But even in the Ramban, you need to have... This is a theme in all of these Shittus. You need to have a Shem Lechem. In order to be Chayav and Chalo, in order to be called Matzah, you need to have a Shem Lechem. So, even if the Chito by itself has a Shir, I have a Shir Chamish Ravoim Kemach. But since my Chamish Ravoim Kemach is mixed in with the Iris, so it's like if I took Chamish Ravoim Kemach and I mixed it in, same Lashon. If I took Chamish Ravoim Kemach and I mixed it in with applesauce and so would I say that it's Chayim and Chalo? And I put it in the oven. Would it be Chayim and Chalo? So I think the answer is no, it's not Chayim and Chalo. Because it's not Lechem. It's right applesauce. If it's right Dovin, it's a different story. But if it's right applesauce, how could it be? How could it be? How could it be Lechem? So for that, I need to come on to Greer. So I think that's the Pshat in their mind. So the main thing I need is Tfelus. And Tfelus comes from Greer. I need a Shem Lechem. How do I get a Shem Lechem? Otherwise, how do others get a Shem Lechem? It gets a Shem Lechem, but there are Tfelus. The Ares becomes tofel to the Chito and it shares in the Shem Lechem. But this Tfelus of Greer has conditions. So condition number one is that it shouldn't be bottled. The Chito shouldn't be bottled. That's the Bavli. If the Chito is bottled, then it can't be Greer the Ares. Rav Shimon is telling me another condition in Greer. It's clear in the Ramban. Rav Shimon is saying another condition in Greer. In order for the Chito to be Greer the Ares, in order for the Chito to be Iker, and the Ares to be a tofel, there's a condition that there has to be so much chito that the chito by itself has a shir. That by itself is not enough. You still need greira because chiti may have a shir of chito, but it still doesn't have a shem lechem. The applesauce doesn't have a shem lechem. The earth doesn't have a shem lechem. I need to have greira that the earth should get a shem lechem. But mitnoi ha-greira, the greira has tnoim. Amongst the tnoi ha-greira, besides the tnoi that it should be nice and tam, there's another tnoi that there should be a shir chamesh yivayim chakemach of chito. And if you have or kizayis chito by a matzah. You have to, there's a t'nai that you have to have a kezayis chita by matzah. It's not kezayis b'chayichil espas, but there has to be in there a kezayis of chita, a substantial amount of chita. Plus it's nice and tam. You have a kezayis, and it's nice and tam. Then it has the power to be gayer the eres and to give everything and to keep everything Hashem, give everything Hashem left. Okay, that's the Rambam. The Rosh doesn't mention anything about Rav Shimon Gamliel. And he brought a lot of the Ramban up to the Rav Shimon Gamliel part. The Rosh brought the whole Ramban, but this last piece of Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rosh doesn't have. No mention. Stomai kiperush say that the Rosh does not require that you have a shir. So first of all, why not? Why does the Rosh not bring up Shimon Gamliel? The Yerushalmi says beferish halach for Rav Shimon Gamliel. I think there's a reason why the Rosh can't bring up Shimon Gamliel. Because how does the Rosh learn the Mishnah? According to the Rosh, what does the heavy lifting? How does the Iris turn into Lechem? Tam Kikir, Nepach. The Rosh is Tam Kikir. If it's nice and Tam, it's Nepach. That's the Rosh Hashit in general. The Rosh holds when you have something pork and beans, and it has a Tam of Chazir, so it's all Nepach to the Chazir. You like down the Kazayis of the beans. He says that's the way it works here as well. The whole thing is nepach liyeh dalim. So why do you need greira? So what did Rosh say? So if you get greira, why do you need shami be greira? What did he say? Bolichimus. So condition lechem also has to be bolichimus. The feeder Rosh the chayro. There's really very little. There's no. It's hard to see where there's room to require that there should be a shir of chitim. If the whole, why do I need a shir of chita? Even if you have less than a shir of chita, but if the chita is nice and tam, then everything is nepach to be chita. Why do I need a shir of chita? I have a shir of chita. With tam kikir, I have a shir of chita. Even if I only have a little bit of chita, but the ayers of nepach to be chita. Bishlam el fin Ramban that the main thing is greira, and greira is this lumdus of tfelus. It's a new lumdus of tfelus. It's a new lumdus of tfelus. We could put in whatever we want. It's a new lumdus. We could put in all kinds of ingredients. You know, maybe tfelus needs that it should be... tfelus needs that you have a shear. Okay. Why not? Yishami says Tfelas needs to have a shit to be whatever. But Lefi Rosh, Lefi Ramban. This mission is telling me a new principle called Greira. Greira means Tfelos, that it could become Lechem, but there are Tfelos. This is a new principle, and it could have all kinds of new and strange ingredients. Whatever Yishami tells us that it has, that's what it has. But Lefi Rosh, the mission is built out of familiar parts. It's built out of Tam Kikr, we have all of the Shas Tam Kikr, which is Nepach. And then there's another condition that's the Bola Dechimot. Okay, we know from the Gemara Pesach, Bola Dechimot. So these are all familiar pieces of machinery. You put these things together, you have it's Nepach Liyaz Dabron, it's Bola Dechimot, and finish. Why should there be some other requirement that there should be a Shira of Chito? Where'd that come from? It's hard to say. Rav Shmuel doesn't seem to make any sense. So the Emes is very mechuba. That's why the Rosh doesn't bring up Shimon Gamliel, because it really doesn't work for the Rosh of Shimon Gamliel. Yeah, but Shimon Gamliel is an uncomfortable fact, but it's still there. Well, what do you do with the Shimon Gamliel?
Isn't there a gear that says
Masnisim below Karash? Right. Yeah. There's a gear that says Masnisim, but then it says Halachah of Shimon Gamliel. That does not change. Everybody's going Halachah of Shimon Gamliel. Maybe the Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel, but Halachah is like of Shimon Gamliel.
I can't just say, according to the Rosh, that in order to be Bala Dechimot, to be the Shir Kamach.
It's hard to see why that would be so. I mean, Shir Kamach, you can have different proportions, you know. You have to have Chamish Ram Kamach. How much errors do you have to have? Doesn't say.
You have to have
Nice and Kamach, Shir Nepach, and you have to have Bala Dechimot. It's hard to see the Mitzvahs, why. It matters, the Messias will be hard to say. Because maybe there's some proportion that you need, but it's a proportion, not a blanket rule. I could conceive, but the Yishami would say that in order to say Gvera, you have to have some proportion of Chita to Eres. Because it's not enough if you have too much Eres and not enough Chita, the Eres won't be Bala Dechimus. If that would make sense, but that's not what it says. It says you need to have a shira Chita, Chamishir Vayim Kamach. And how much Eres? It doesn't say. A lot of Eres, a little bit of Eres, as long as it's nice and tight. So that would be very hard to say such a strange mitzvah. And anyway, the Rosh does not bring up Shin Galil. The Rosh doesn't bring up Shin Galil. If the Rosh brought up Shin Galil, then we have to explain it. But the Rosh does not bring up Shin Galil, which I understand he doesn't bring up Shin Galil, because if Shin Galil, according to the Rosh, doesn't make any sense. But Fort deserves Shin Galil. So I think the answer is that the Rosh will learn that Rav Shin Galil doesn't hold from Nebuch. Doesn't hold from Tav Kikr, maybe. So, not like the Gemara in Zohar. And the Yishami says, Halacha of Shimon Gamliel, but we Paskin, but the Rosh ignores it, because he has the Gemara in Zohar that the Mishnah works with Tav Kikr. Like the Gemara says in Zohar Beferish, that the Mishnah works because Tav Nois and Tav Deraisa, which the Rosh understands to mean Tav Kikr. Ramban doesn't think that's what it means. The Ramban thinks it means Tav Mim Moshe, we already spoke about it. But the Rosh learns that the Gemara in Zvachim that says that brings this Mishnah and says that this Mishnah is a right and Nisan Tam is the Reis. It means Tam Kikr, and Tam Kikr means Nebuch according to the Rosh. That's the Rosh's understanding of Tam Kikr. We're already now plugged into the Sukkot of Tam Kikr. So I think the Pshat is that the Rosh learned that that Rav Shimon Gamliel who requires a sheer Chala of Chita doesn't hold from Tam Kikr and certainly doesn't hold from Nebuch. So therefore, if Shimon Gamliel holds it in Echnami, the Eiris is not Nepach Liyaz Dogon. If the Eiris is not Nepach Liyaz Dogon, then you have to have it, because Eiris is Dogon. And the Greyer, what does the Greyer exactly do? Maybe the Greyer is, I don't know, what exactly, how does the rest of it work? So maybe if Shimon doesn't hold from Greyer also. How does it work according to Shimon Gamliel? Well, we have to know that. The Rosh doesn't explain. The Rosh explained the Mishnah of Kemeshu, the way it's Halacha. La halacha, you don't need a shear dogon. It's enough less than a shear dogon because nice and tam, because tam kick is their isa, and the eris is nepach liyaz dogon. But you still need greater because you have to have bolu dechimutz. The whole apparatus, the way the Rosh explained it. And Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold from all of this. Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold from nepach, so you don't even get to square one. So the eris can't be nepach liyaz dogon. So the shear chala taka can't be chal on the eris. The shear chala has to be chal on the dogon, and you have to have chamishuva on the dogon. And you have to have a kezayis and matzah, and it could very well be that maybe you even need to have a kezayis b'techilas pras of matzah, of dogon in the matzah, and maybe even you have to eat the whole pras in order to get the kezayis of dogon. According to Shimon Gamliel, is a whole different world. That the chi of chala again, because according to the Rosh, you need tam kikr. The chi of chala can only be chala and dogon, except that the eretz is nepach, is dogon with tam kikr. But if Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold from nepach, So the Oros remains Oros. And if the Oros remains Oros, then the Chiyuv Chala can't be Chala on the Oros. It can only be Chala on the Dogma. So you have to have a Shear of Dogma. Shimu is a whole different world. If you have time, the Chiyuv Chala is Taka Chala on the Dogma, you need a Shear Chamesh Shear of Dogma. And maybe something to do with Greira. At this point, maybe it has nothing. Maybe it even has nothing to do with Greira. If the Chiyuv Chala is not being Chala on the Oros, maybe I don't even need the Oros to be Vola de Chimutz. But maybe we can, I don't know, maybe we can play with this. But al kapanim, the main thing I want to say is that according to the Rosh, Rav Shmuel Leil Taka doesn't work with the Rosh, doesn't work with Tam Kirker, and that's why he doesn't bring him la halacha. I see Yishami halacha Rav Shmuel Leil. Yeah, maybe the Yishami doesn't hold from Tam Kirker. But the Bavli, the Rosh holds that the Bavli holds Tam Kirker. The Rosh learns that the Sugi is from the Bavli and halacha, and the Bavli is Tam Kirker. So Mimela, it goes with Nepach. If it goes with Nepach, you don't need a Shir Dabba.
Say
that according to Shir Shmuel Leil that he views that Gemara is Tam Lamasho and not Tam Kiker. No, because then the Rosh had no excuse not to bring a Shmuel Leil halacha. But Yerushalmi says that halacha is like a Shmuel Leil. Anyway, Shmuel Leil doesn't have to be Miyashiv Gemara. Shmuel Leil is not Meshuvah to a Gemara as well. Shmuel Leil holds some holds in Yiddish here. Okay, the Yerushalmi says that's the halacha. The Bavli holds it's not the halacha. The Bavli passing is like the Mishnah. It works better because the Rosh is, if the Rosh is Goris, my sister, the Loikav Shmuel Leil. Many of you showing the Goris, the Raiva, the Rashba, I think also in Pesukei Chala, the Goris, our printed Sfarim like that, my sister, the Loikav Shmuel Leil. So the Bavli held like the Mishnah. The Bavli brings the Mishnah and it says it works with Tam Kikr. The Halacha we know is Tam Kikr. The Yishalmi that says Halacha Kav Shmuel Leil, maybe the Yishalmi holds Halacha, so we don't say Tam Kikr. I don't know, it's you have to be by them. But Kagarobi, Yishami doesn't hold in Tam Kikr. But the Rosh holds the halacha, the Rosh is a Babli. The Babli explains the Mishnah, the Mishnah is a Raya Tam Kikr, and it works with Nepach, and if it's Nepach, you don't need a Shia Dogon, because you have a Shia Dogon in the Iris, Iris with Nepach to be Dogon.
But
yeah.
The Rosh, did he say he doesn't hold Tam Kikr? He does, just
doesn't hold Nepach. Yeah, either way. Except that in the Rosh, Tam Kikr means Nepach. So, I don't know, say it doesn't know from Nepach, it means it doesn't know from Tamke. I don't know all the data, you know, I don't know all the fine print. The fear of Shimon Gamaliel, who doesn't know from Tamke, that's why you have to have a shear of Dagon. So is it only Chitin Oiris? What if you have Chitin applesauce? Maybe you still need Bolu Dechit. You know, there's a whole of Shimon Gamaliel who needs to be explained maybe further, and the rest doesn't explain it because that's not the halach. So I don't, there's room to speculate in some of the problem of how Rav Shmuel Leil will play out. But Linyaneinu, what's important is the Rosh doesn't bring Rav Shmuel Leil because Rav Shmuel Leil doesn't work in the Rosh's scheme that it goes with Tam Kikr, and the Rosh doesn't care because he has a Gemara, he has a Babi that it works with Tam Kikr, the Gemara in Zvachim, and therefore he thinks that Halacha is not like Rav Shmuel Leil. Either Yishalmi says it is fine. The Babi holds with the Babi goes with, says the Mishnah is with Tam Kikr, and the Babi holds with Tam Kikr. So now we come to the Rambam. The Rambam, I have a Rambam in front of me. Anybody happen to have a Rambam? Do you have a Chaim? Chaim is the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Perek Vav Halacha, Eya, Issa Issa Min Achitim Min Ha'ir Zim Yesh B'tam Dogam Yotzi Yidei Chevasa. And the same thing in Hilchis Bikur Megabe Chala. That in Yesh B'tam Dogam is Chayim and Chala. So, Ripshuto is very nice. That's the Mishnah. Not a share around, it's a Mishnah. However, Esther Ivid, Basogus, Benir Leish, Behushi, Eshba Doglan, Kizayis, Bechdeachilis Pas, Viechlen. The Ivid says you need a Kizayis, Bechdeachilis Pas. The Ivid says even more. Not only do you need a Kizayis, you need a Kizayis, Bechdeachilis Pas, and you have to eat the whole Pas. That's a. Feed the whole pass. And then in Bikurim he explains in Perigot Bikurim also you have the same Rambam Hamarav Kemach Chitim Kemach Oiris Velosim Emisim Yesh B'tam Dogen Chayev Es B'chalav Um Lav Tur Basogas Shom Om Avram Nira Mina Yerushalmi Shibde Ba'inu Shei B'dogen Kishir Kirab Shimon Gamaliel Dochi Posek Halacha Kivasei Yuh Lai Ba'inu Lai Dogen. So there, the Yishami, the Rebbe explains what his Hasag is. His Hasag is what happened to Halacha of Shimon Gamliel. How come the Rambam didn't bring Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you need a shear. You need a shear. Chamesh Rebbeim Kemach. By extension, like the Tosef, you need a Kazayis. And the Rebbe learns that Kazayis means Kazayis the Pechil Espas. Not like the Rambam. You need a Kazayis, but not the Pechil Espas. You need a Kazayis, but the Pechil Espas. So anyway, that's the shot of the Rambam. Why did the Rambam leave out Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the immediate reaction would be, what would you say? Rambam's not the first one to leave out Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rosh already left out Rav Shimon Gamliel. So whatever we said in the Rosh, we can say in the Rambam. Would that work? Doesn't work from that. It doesn't work. The whole reason why the Rosh left out Rav Shimon Gamliel, like we suggested, is because the Rosh learns that the Mishnah works with Tam Kikker, and Tam Kikker means Nebach, and if the Tam Kikker means, and if it works with Tam Kikker and with Nebach, so then I don't need a Shira. Why would I need a Shira of Dogon? I have a Shira of Dogon. The Oyer is a Dogon. Does the Rambam hold from Nebach? So if you saw Rav Chaim, you know that the Rambam does not hold from Nebach. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros does not subscribe to Nebach. The Rambam pekt hezvov. Hilchos Macholos Asuros. Could I altogether to read through a pair of Tezvov and Macholos Asuros? It's like a in Yonam Utard. The Rambam in Perek Tezvov, the beginning of Perek Tezvov, Hilchos Macholos Asuros says that if you have nisin, that if you have a something which is nisin tamen etarevis, you're only like it if you eat a kezayis bechtei achilas pas, and you have to eat the whole pas. So you have to eat a kezayis etis in order to be like. The Rambam does not have the concept of nef. The Rambam says you're only like it if you ate a kezayis etis. That means the Rambam can't learn like the Rosh is holding the halach in the Mishnah altogether. The Rambam can't learn that the Mishnah works, that the Oyer is a Nepach, is Dogon with the magic of Tam Kikker and Nepach, and the Greyer is maybe just a Shibibol de Chimitz. That's not going to work for the Rambam anyway. The Rambam doesn't subscribe to Nepach. So if that's fine, the Rambam doesn't have to subscribe to Nepach. We had other we could learn like the Ramban. We had other Mahalchim in the Mishnah. Then it works with Greyer, and the Greyer turns them into Lechem. And it shouldn't be bottled, just a condition in the Gemara. But if you're learning like that, then there's not much room to be. It's much harder to be deicher of Shimon Gamliel. There's no apparent reason to be deicher of Shimon Gamliel in Mehalacha. If the heavy lifting is being done by Gemara, and it's a din mechudish of Gemara, like the Ramban learns, presumably that's what the Rambam has to learn as well. That it's a din mechudish of Gemara. So if the Yishami says that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, so then maybe greater requires that you have a shir dola. Maybe you have to have a shir choshev, a shir chamish rabam kemach of chita in order to be gered lawyers. Maybe you have to have a kazayis of chita in order to be gered lawyers. So why was the Rambam doicher Rav Shimon Gamliel me'alacha? That's what the Rav Chaim is all about. So I'll tell you the kids in Nimitz where Chaim answers. Chaim is by Michus Doyle, and he's in the midst of the forest of the trees. But the kids in Nimitz of Chaim is what Rav Chaim answers. Rav Chaim says, he starts off with this tree between the Babli and Yishami. He says, what do we do? We have a Babli and Yishami. The Babli says the Mishnah works with nice and tam, which Rav Chaim takes to mean tam ki ikar. And the Yishami says it works with greater. So why don't you need both of these reasons? So Rav Chaim is what says Rav Chaim. I need both reasons. Because I need two things. I need the Chiyuv Chala. The Chiyuv Chala can only be Chala and Dogon. Mitzvah Matzah also can only be with Dogon. Can only be fulfilled with Dogon. Can't be fulfilled with Iris. But in addition, I also need a Shem Lechem. he says, we'll see in a second exactly why he says it. The numbers will explain more afterwards. But he says, just to take what the plan, what's his plan, what's his kind of. He says, Tam ki'iker can give me that the chita is not bottled and I still have davim. Doesn't turn the oiz into davim. He doesn't have nepach. It's like, ha, you have pork and beans. Point to Rambam, if you have pork and beans, you have to eat a lot of beans in order to eat a kezias of pork. So the same thing over here. The Rambam learns that you only eat, the Chaim says, according to the Rambam, you want to be oitzim mitzvahs matzah, you have to eat a kezias davim. And that means you have to eat a lot of this isa that has oiz in it, you have to eat a lot of it in order to eat a kezias of davim. And you have to, in order to be chayiv and challah, you have to have a chamesh ravon. You do have to have chamesh ravon kemach, because the chayiv challah is only challah on the dogma. And that works with tam kikr, because tam kikr, according to the Rambam, doesn't mean nepach. Tam kikr just means that the tam is not bottle. It's afkof from the tam is not bottle. So the since the chit is nice and tam, so the chit is there, it's not bottle, and the dogma, therefore there's a presence of dogma. There's even a shear of Dagon, because the Kvechel is past, and work out a shear chal of Dagon, and I'm Yetzi with the Dagon, I'm not Yetzi with the others. But, in order for this to work, in order for me to be Yetzi, it's not enough that I ate a Kazayas of Dagon. The Kazayas of Dagon has to be Lechem. And the Kazayas of Tam Ki Iker is not enough. For reasons that we'll explain soon, this is where Chaim gets fancy. But again, we're going to leave that for a minute. I wanted some just to have the pleasure. Tam ki iker, it works that the chita retains its shem dogum. It doesn't disappear in Bittul Beroi. But it doesn't give the chita a shem lechem. Tam ki iker is not strong enough to do that. As far as the shem lechem is concerned, the chita would drown in the earth. I need Gerera, and if Chaim doesn't say how Gerera works or what it is, maybe it's called the Chimitz, whatever it is, or maybe it's Tfeilos, so Chaim doesn't explain exactly what it is. It's not necessary for his plan. Chaim only explains what he needs to explain. However it works, what Gerera does is that it gives this Issa Shem Lechem. Presumably even the Eiris gets a Shem Lechem. It's still not Dogon, you're not Yotzi with it. But the Eiris gets a Shem Lechem, and therefore the Chita has a Shem Lechem, and doesn't drown in the non-Lechemness of the Eiris. And that's why I need Greer. In other words, Chaim says, again, it's a very fancy thing, and it needs a lot of explaining. Chaim's going to explain it, but we're not explaining it yet. For Chaim, the kunsen of Chaim is, he says, that for special lumdish reasons, Tam Ke'iker works that the Chita remains Dogon, and it's not Botul Beroiv, it's Dogon. But as Shem Lechem, Tam Ke'iker doesn't work for the Shem Lechem will be Botul Beroiv. I need greater to prevent the Shem Lechem to be bottled beroyf, because it does this. The Shem Lechem, rather than being bottled beroyf, again, the always becomes Lechem, so maybe the Shem Lechem is not bottled beroyf. So that's why I need to have the Bavli and Nishan. The Bavli gives me that they have Dogon, because it's not, because of Tam Kikr. That Tam Kikr means the Dogon is not bottled beroyf, so the Dogon remains Dogon. But the Shem Lechem should be bottled beroyf. I need the Yishalmi, which tell me greater that it should retain the Shem Lechem, because I need to have the Shem Dogon, because the Chiv is only Chal Dogon. But the dogon has to be lechem. And the lechemness of the dogon would have been bottled beroyv. I need greater that the lechemness of the dogon shouldn't be bottled beroyv. Again, I'm not explaining the lumbus. Maybe we're going to leave the lumbus for till the end. I just want to talk to the cheshbon.
The Ravid says, the Ravid argued on the Rambam, and the Ravid has the right when we need a kezias as pras. Wouldn't that right. Be much that the Rambam doesn't hold like that?
No, you hold that, hold on. So I have to finish the chazan. You'll see in a second. So therefore, it says of Chaim that according to the Rambam, in fact, you actually need to have a kezayis b'chayatilis pa. You need a kezayis. You need a chamesh ravon kemach by chalo, and you need a kezayis of dogon by matzah. And not only do you need a kezayis of dogon, you need a kezayis of dogon. You have to not only do you need a kezayis of dogon, you have to eat the kezayis of dogon b'chayatilis pa. All of that is true. All the things that the Ravid asks in the Rambam are true. The Rambam agrees to them. So if the Rambam agrees to them, then we have the answer to the Ravid's Hasoga. The Ravid's Hasoga is if Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you need a kezayis, you need a chamishi, you need a shir chala, and you need a shir lechem, and it has to be, and you have to eat the shir lechem, and that's what the chiv is chala on, and the Rambam is agreeing to that because halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. So then what have you done? You just surrendered to the Ravid. So where's the teretz? So that's Rav Chaim. that since these are that the Ram didn't say it over here, because these are, since this is fundamentally two separate halachas. There's one halacha that the dogger is not bottle beroiv, and that's the halacha of Tam Kikr, but that requires that there be a kezayis b'fei achilas bras. And then there's another halacha that you need to have a shem lechem. That shem lechem is with greira. Says of Chaim, the greira doesn't need a kezayis b'fei achilas bras. Greira would work. Greira would work even without a kezayis b'fei achilas bras. If you had less than a kezayis of chit in the matzah, greira would work and it would all have a shem lechem. It wouldn't be oitzim, it's just matzah anyway, because you have to eat a kezayis of dogah. But the shem lechem, it's two different. There's two different things that we need. We need to have a shem lechem, and apparently that's not enough. For matzah, it's not enough to eat lechem. You have to eat dogon, but you have to eat dogon that's in a lechem. Somehow you have both of those. Yeah, I don't know exactly how, but you have to have both of them. You have to eat the kezayis of dogon, and it has to be lechem. So the kezayis of dogon needs to be kezayis of achilas pras, because that's the din of tam kikir, that the rambam sheet is that pork and beans. It's only chalakulda. You ate a kezayis of pork if you eat a lot of beans. You eat a kezayis with achilas pras. You eat a pras of beans, and then add a kezayis of pork. So that's true here too. You want to be yotzi mitzvahs matzah with this iso, you have to eat a very lot of the iso in order to eat a kezayis of dogon emes. But that's halachas hilchas ham keikir. How much? How do you get to a kezayis of dogon? But then there's another halach. You need to have a shem lechem. Shem lechem comes from greira. And as far as greira is concerned, per se, to get a shem lechem, who says you need a kezayis b'fei achilas pras? There's nothing to do. But greira is greira. Even if you had a tiny amount of chita, it would be greira. It wouldn't help you for Mrs. Matzah, because you have to eat a kezayis of dogon. But nonetheless, these are two different worlds. So he says, therefore, the Rambam divided it up. The halacha that you need a kezayis b'fei achilas pras for tam kikir, the Rambam didn't leave it out. Right at the time, the Rambam left it out. The Rambam didn't leave it out. He said it in Machalas Asuras when he talked about pork and beans. The Rambam said in Hilchas Machalas Asuras, the Tam Kikir requires a Kezayis B'Fei Achilas Pras. And the Rambam relied on us that we understand that that's across the board. And if Tam Kikir needs a Kezayis B'Fei Achilas Pras in Machalas Asuras, so it requires a Kezayis B'Fei Achilas Pras across the board. And therefore it goes without saying that you have to have a Shir Chal of Dogon, and you have to have a Kezayis B'Fei Achilas Pras of Chito in Matzah. The Rambam didn't say it because he relied on what he said in Hilchas Machalas Asuras. What the Rambam is telling me here in Hilchas Chametz Matzah and Bikurim is he's explaining what about the Shem Lechem. Says the Rambam, for the Shem Lechem works with greira. Here he doesn't say anything about the Kezayis B'Fei Achilas Pras, because for the Shem Lechem it's taka not necessary. That's the Chajun of Rav Chaim. We'll come to the Lamedus again in a second. Chaim says the Lamedus first before he says the Chajun, so it makes it harder to follow. If a seitzach to ordinary minds like ours, it's hard to be civil that the Rambam relied on something they said by pork and beans. They were supposed to understand that by matzah also you have to have a kezayis achilas pras. That's a big. Rambam's relying on us for a lot. But that's what he says. That's what that's Rambam says. I want to point something out. A lot of people I ask him this Rambam. Chaznish a little bit. Chaznish, I saw in the back they put an hour of Chaim with like stuff in the back. So the Chaznish of Chaim they collected. So they call it from some Torah journal or something. Somebody asked Rav Chaim, but then the way the Chaznish asked it, he says, "What is Rav Chaim being marked about? It's a Rosh and a Ramban. The Rosh is there. The Rav Chaim talks about you have a Bavli and Yerushalmi, and how do you reconcile the Bavli and Yerushalmi? Kill the Rav Chaim discovered America, and Rav Chaim himself says the Rosh and Ramban asked the Kasha. What's Rav Chaim telling me? New London Shetirutzim. Why did you say the Ramban? Why does that go the Ramban? Okay, the Rosh you can't say because the Rosh is Nepach and the Ram doesn't hold from Nepach. Why did Rav Chaim just go with the Ramban? So it works with Greira, and the teres for the Bavli and Shami is it works with Greira, but it can't be Batul B'Roiv because if it's Batul B'Roiv, then it won't be Greira. Like why did Rav Chaim need this very fancy lumbus? Why didn't he just learn like the Ramban? That's what they ask over there in the back of this. I think the Kashrut, the answer is poshut. If you learn like the Ramban, there's only one thing going on, greira. Greira is the whole story. Greira gets the oiras of Shem Lechem, and once you have greira, the oiras becomes Lechem, and then you can eat a kezayis of oiras, and you also look. Of course, just greira has conditions. Greira has a condition that you need. That you need, it shouldn't be bottled, the chita shouldn't be bottled, so that's why you need Tam Kikr. according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Greira has a condition that you need to have a shiachita. Not because you need to be only yaitzu with the chito. You could eat a kazayas of the tarabis. You don't need to eat a kazayas of the dogma. It's mitnoye ha-greira. That the conditions of greira are that in order for the chito to be greira the oiris, you have to have a shear of chito. Chameshir van kemach, or a kazayas. But once you have a shear kazayas, it's greira, that's just a condition to be greira the oiris. And when you greira the oiris becomes lechem and amretzi with the oiris. Point the Ramban, I don't even need it. The Ramban says, B'feirish, you don't even need a kazayis b'teyafilis bras. You could have only a little bit of, I could wind up eating only a little, very little bit of chita. The chita is very diffuse. As long as in the Issa, it's a big Issa, and in the Issa somewhere is a kazayis of chita, it's able to be gur d'oiris, and I'm yaitzi with d'oiris. So according to the Ramban, Rav Shimon Gamliel is a tnayin greira. Well, if Rav Shimon Gamliel is a tnayin greira, and the Ram is telling me Hilchus greira over here, then he should tell me all the tnayin greira. If the Rambam in fact holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and if Rav Shimon Gamliel is only a tnai in greira, so then the Rambam over here, when he tells me the din of greira, has to tell me all what you need to have greira. And one of the things you need to have greira is Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the whole point of Rav Chaim is to avoid that, is to say that greira doesn't need Rav Shimon Gamliel. For greira, I don't need a kazayis. I need a kazayis for a different reason, because greira is just for the Shem Lechem. But then there's another thing, I need to have a kazayis of dogan, and I have to eat a kazayis of dogan, and for that I need tam ki'ikr. So that's the Rambam talked about in Hilchos Machalos Asuras. The only way the Rambam, the whole Vart of Rav Chaim, his whole leverage over here is that he wants to say that there's two dinim in order that he can say the Rambam said one din Hilchos Machalos Asuras, and he said the other din over here in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. So the din of Dogon and Tam Kikr and the Babli and Zochem, that's all in Hilchos Macholos Asuras. And the din of Yishalmi, that is Greira and Greira and that is Greira. I'm sorry, and Rav Shimon Gamliel belongs to the Babli. The Rav Shimon Gamliel that you need a Kazayis, that's because you need to eat a Kazayis of Dogon. And Kazayis means Kazayis Bechechlis Pras, and you have to eat the whole Pras. Because you have to eat the Dogon. And the Dogon is just not bottled with Tam Kikr, and that's the Gemara and Zochem. And then there's Yishalmi in the first pair of Chai. Then there's Yishalmi about Greira. That's to do with Shem Lechem. And it's a different din. It's two dinim. So the Rambam split it up. The din of Shem Lechem with Greira he put in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah. And the din of Shem Gamliel and Tam Ki'ikr and Kezayis V'chei Achilles Pras. And all of those things that revolve around, I need to eat a Kezayis of Dogon, because the Chiyuv is only Chal of Dogon. The Chiyuv really is not Chal of Oiris. That the Rambam was relying on Hilchos Machalos Asuras. That's why Rav Chaim can't go with the Rambam. So I want to go through the chesed of Rav Chaim again one more time, and then we'll approach the Rav Chaim as a lumps, because that's the heart of Rav Chaim and what he wants to say. But basically, Rav Chaim's trick to explain why the Rambam was mashmit Rav Shimon Gamliel is to say that the Rambam in fact was not mashmit Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rambam holds from Rav Shimon Gamliel very much, but he said Rav Shimon Gamliel in Hilchos Machalos Asuras. Because in Hilchos Machalos Asuras, he said that when you eat pork and beans, you have to eat a pras of beans in order to be like a kazayis of pork. That the din of Tam Kikr is only if you have a kazayis b'tei achilas pras. So that's basically the Rambam understood that. That's what Shimon Gamliel is saying. That's all of Shimon Gamliel is saying. Of Shimon Gamliel is saying that the chiyuv is only chal even after all is said and done. The chiyuv chal and mitzvahs matzah is only chal on the dogon, and therefore you have to have a shear of dogon. Because it's on the dogon that the chiyuv is chal, and therefore you need a shear dogon, and you need a, and that means kizayis v'chtei achilas pras, and it's no different than pork and beans. And the Ram didn't say it because the Ram said it in Hilchos Machalos Asuras. So he figured we'll land on him enough to figure it out over here as well. The Ram over here is talking about something else. The Yerushalmi, says there's another halacha. You need to have greira. Why do you need to have greira? Unrelated halacha. You need to have a shem lechem, because tam keker is not going to work to give the dogon a shem lechem. For the dogon to have a shem lechem, I need a new din of greira. Because otherwise, the dogon, the shem lechem of the dogon, will be bottled in the non lechemness of the oiris. So I need greira to say that the oiris itself also gets the shem lechem, and therefore doesn't drown out the shem lechem of the chit. That does not mean I'm yotzi mitzvahs matzah with oiris. No, I'm yotzi mitzvahs matzah like Rav Shimon Gamliel said with my kezayis b'tei achilas pras of dogon. It just allows the oiris to get to share in the shem lechem. And therefore, not to be mevatel l'shem lechem of the chit. These are two different, unrelated halachas, and that's why the Rambam divided them up. And the Rambam also holds Rav Shimon Gamliel. Just he doesn't say it because he already said. Here he's the Rambam is focusing on the lumbus of the shem lechem. Yeah, about it. again, I'm not editorializing it. You know, it's very, it's, there's a big doichik here in that the Rambam wasn't writing of Chaim, the Rambam was writing a halacha sefer, and you would think that if halacha lemaisa, you need a kezayis b'tayin kilis pas, the Rambam would say, but that's how Chaim's mahal. Yes, then what's the lumps? Well, what's the difference? Why does Tam Kikir work for Dovim, but it doesn't work for the Shem Lech? Tam Kikir works that the Dovim's not bottle b'roif, but it doesn't work for the Shem Lechem. The Shem Lechem is bottle b'roif. Also, it's interesting what Reb Chaim does not say and why he doesn't say it. If you would ask me, I would have said, you know why Tam Kikir doesn't work for the Shem Lechem? Because the Shem Lechem is calling the Mitzvahs to being Bola Dechimus. Tam Kikir is the Lumbus, he can't get Bola Dechimus. So, like a Lech Rosh. So, I need the Lumbus of. Tam Kikir is true. Tam Kikir, everything is. It's it's the dog on, it's not bottle beroiv, but yeah, the reason why Chaim doesn't say it is because the dog on is bottle dechimus. And remember, if Chaim holds that you're yotze with the dog on, you're not yotze with the ears. The Rosh holds you yotze with the ears. Never fine, but the Rosh holds you yotze with the ears. The Rosh holds you don't need to eat the kizayis of dog on. It's enough to eat the kizayis of ears with a little bit of dog on inside. Because the Irish was never clear as Dogon. So he gets with the Irish. So the Rosh is half of the time. So the Rosh has a good svar. He says the Irish might be Dogon, it's never clear as Dogon, the Lundus is Dogon, but the Irish is not Bola Dechimus. So the Rosh says, no, with Gvera, the Irish is Bola Dechimus. But the whole point of Reb Chaim is that if you're not Yetzi with the Irish. You have to eat it because it's a Dogon, you're only Yetzi with the Dogon, you're only Yetzi with the Chito. And the Chito is not Bola Dechimus. So that's why Reb Chaim can't just say, "Well, you need Bola Dechimus." If you be yotze with the dogan, the dogan is Bola Dechimus. So Reb Chaim says like this. Chaim says. We would be used to thinking that the way Tam Kikir works is that it's half come bitter. By rights, it should be bottle of the right. Since it's nice and time, it's not bottle of the right. That's certainly one way to understand Tam Kikir, especially when we're going. That's certainly not true according to the Rosh. The Rosh holds Nepach. Nepach means it's much more than that. But we're not in the world of the Rosh, we're in the world of the Rambam. There's no Nepach. But just when you eat pork and beans and you ate so much beans that you had a kazayas of pork, you're like on the kazayas of pork. So Ilmali Rav Chaim, I would have said that if you're in the world, the non-Nepach world, where there's no, you don't need magic of Nepach, so all Tam Kikir means is that Tam Kikir prevents Bittul B'Roi. By rights, it'll be Bittul B'Roi. But since it's Nirgash, since I can tell that it's there, so it makes it like Nikr, and it's and that prevents Bittul B'Roi. That's how I would understand Tam Kikir. Chaim says that's not the Pshut. Chaim says Tam Kikir is not defined as something that prevents it. That's not at least how it starts. Tam Kikir is a halacha mechudeshes that the Torah asks of the Tam. That the Tam has the dinim of the thing itself. Really, we'll say by pork and beans, really the pork is bottle bereit. Should be bottle bereit. Except that since there's still a tam of pork here, so the Torah said that the tam. No, this is very difficult. This is, I was going to say, I don't want to say more than Reb Chaim says, because Reb Chaim, what he says is difficult enough. And any little steer would be saying, he says, Tam kikis halacha mechudeshes. The Torah said, halacha mechudeshes, the Tam is ki'ikah. Once there's halacha mechudeshes, the Tam is ki'ikah, that the Tam has the halachas of the ikah, so now it's not bottle. Let's just say what Reb Chaim says, then we'll think about it. So Reb Chaim says, Tam Kikir is a din chodosh. The Torah is mechadosh, which says a cause of the Tam is Kikir. The mail is not bottom. But it starts with the Yalfusa, the Tam is Kikir. So he says, the din of Tam Kikir was only said in, let's say, if I taste the Chito, so there's a Tam, there's a halacha mechadosh of Tam Kikir, since I can taste the Chito, so there's halacha that of Tam Kikir lagabe chito. But Shem Lechem is a separate thing. A lechem that's made out of dogan is a Shem Lechem. When I have a tarevis of lechem and oiris, of a dogan and oiris, so I taste chito. You can't say I taste lechem. So there's no halacha, no yalfusa of Tam Kikir and the Shem Lechem. The yalfusa of Tam Kikir is on the Shem Dogon. The Chaim lessons, we don't have from where to learn out a Tam Kikir on the Shem Lech. It's a tough nut, Reb Chaim. In the Svar, I don't understand the source entirely myself, but I want to just give you Reb Chaim the Chesmen. The source itself are a little bit. I'm sharing with you my as much as I understand. I want to share without saying you the things that telling things, explaining things I don't understand. But this is what Reb Chaim says. He says that Tam Kikir is a kosov. It's not just since I taste it, it's not bottle. The half coin bit really should be bottle. There's a halacha mechudeshes of Tam Kikir, and the halacha was only said in regarding the things that it was said about that I have a yalfusa for. So if I have a yalfusa, then if I taste dogon, so then there's a halacha of Tam Kikir that the dine dogon are here. since I can taste the dogon, it's a halacha of Tam Kikir. There's a yalfusa Tam Kikir that says that the dine dogon are present in the fact that since in this tarevis I taste the time of the dogon. He says the Tam Kikir is what it was said about, or not what it was not said about. So he says Tam Kikir was said in Dogon, because if I taste Dogon, so any dinim that Dogon has, so Tam Kikir can preserve for me. Dogon has dinim. You can have a matzah with Dogon. You could be you have chiyuv chalan. Chiyuv chalan could be chalan Dogon. Tam Kikir is a yalfusa that even though it ought to be bottled right, but Tam Kikir tells me exeris hakosuv that it's not bottled, that it exeris hakosuv. That since I taste Tam Dogon over here, so the Dine Dogon are preserved with Tam Kikir, and Melech not bottled, and the Dine Dogon remain. But Lechem, Shem Lechem, I don't. The Shem Lechem, the Dogon is Lechem. Dogon, Lechem has to be made out of Dogon. What I'm tasting now is Dogon. I'm not tasting Lechem. I'm tasting Lechem, Dogon, and Eiris. And from it. So I can't say that there's Tam Kikir on the Lechem. I taste Tam Lechem. I taste Tam Dogon. So you want to say, well, because I taste Tam Dogon, so the Dogon is here, it could become Lechem. The Dogon's not here. It's only here because of Tam Kikir. And Tam Kikir was only said in the things that it was said about. So Tam Kikir was said in Dinei HaDogon. Dinei HaDogon are not bottled because there was a halakha of Tam Kikir in the Dinim of Dogon. But there's no Dinei Tam Kikir in the result of being Dogon. And there's no Tam Kikir in the Lechem. So the Mele Tam Kikir can't give me that I should have a Shem, Lechem. That has to come from somewhere else. That has to come from there. Reb Chaim has a Gemara. I want to tell you the Reb Chaim's Gemara. And this is... Yeah. I think Reb Chaim is saying with lacks in Hasbara, lacks in Havana. So lacks in Hasbara of you because it lacks in Havana. I don't understand the Reb Chaim all the way. But I want to give you what I can... But you have to know the Reb Chaim and not understand it together. And maybe we'll understand it eventually more. But he has a Gemara of Chaim. Maybe in the Gemara we'll see more. There's a Gemara in Menachos Chav Gimel. Very interesting, strange Gemara. The Gemara is discussing the difference between Min B'Minoi and Min B'She'en Minoi. Now we know that Halacha Min B'She'en Minoi is B'Taima. It's Batal B'Roi, but if it's nice and tam, then it's not Batal B'Roi of tam. Ikka, tam, and the Mosh, a little bit, we're starting to get to know. Min B'Minoi is in Machlokes Tanoim. The Rabbanon hold Min B'Minoi is Batal, is also bottle, and in fact, the Chayr is even more bottle than the Mishenim. You don't even, there's no noise in time by Min B'Mina. It's bottle Chad B'Trei. Rabbi Yehuda is the other extreme. Min B'Mina is not bottle at all. That's halacha. Min B'Mina, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not bottle. Min B'Mina, according to Rabbanon, is bottle Chad B'Trei. It's major machlekes Hamaroyim had a paskin, machlekes Rishonim had a paskin. That's not our concern right now. But Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that Min B'Mina is not bottle at all. By the way, for Maimar Musker, it's tempting to think the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds Min B'Mina is not bottle is because the tam can't get washed out. Since it's all the same tam, so like the tam never gets washed out. Min B'Shein Minoi, if it's not the same tam, the tam got washed out. Min B'Minoi, the tam is reinforced. So maybe it can't be bottle because the tam is, even if it's a tiny amount, but it's all together with other things that taste exactly the same, so they all reinforce each other. That's not the pshat. It's not pshat. How do I know it's not the pshat? Because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Machlokes Abaye and Rava, what defines min b'mino and min b'she'en b'mino? Do you go after taimo or do you go b'sher shmo? Abaye shita is that it depends on the taste. If they taste the same, it's min b'mino. If they taste different, it's min b'she'en b'mino. And Rava says there was nothing to do with the taste. It has to do with the shem. If they have the same shem, even if it's a different tam, it's min b'mino. And if they have a different shem, even if it's the same tam, then it's min b'she'en b'mino. We pass like Rob. I mean, Sam, again, we don't pass like a Yehuda anyway. It's Machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda. We pass in Min B'Mina is also Bottle. But Akoponim, it's Mu'u and Nakamura that, at least according to Rob, the reason that Min B'Mina is not Bottle had nothing to do with how it tastes. It could be that the two things taste different. Mashal Gemara talks about I have vinegar and I have different flavors of vinegar. Vinegar that's made from one thing and vinegar that's made from another thing, and they don't taste the same. But they all have a Shem vinegar, Shem chaymetz. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbah, that's min b'mina. And according to Rabbah's understanding of Yehuda, they won't be bottled even echad be'elef. Even though it's different taste, this vinegar tastes different than the other vinegar. Doesn't matter. It's different. It's one Shem chala ches lamed aleph. It means vinegar. It's one Shem vinegar, and it's min b'mina. According to Yehuda, it's not bottled for Yehuda. Just to know that min b'mina is psenum. It's a magic. Since they're the same, then according to Yehuda, those are not bottled b'roi. Chacham say they are bottle. Akoponim, that's fine. So we know Min B'Mino, is not bottle at all. And that's what the topic of the Gemara is. So the Gemara has the following case. The Gemara has a case where anybody see the Gemara Menachos just to know how much I need to explain? Okay. So then the Gemara has a strange Shaila. One wants to know, has this concept that what if I have two things that they're actually physically the same, but halakhically they're different? like Nevela and Shchuto. Bosa Nevela, Bosa Shchuto. They're the same Shem Bosa and the Shem same taste and everything's the same. Halachically, this is Nevela, this is Shchuto. It's Mavu in the Gemara that also could be called Min B'Minoy or Min B'She'enei Minoy. It's subject to this issue. Well, I would have said it's min b'mino. Finished. It's min b'mino. They taste the same. They have the same shem. They have the same kam. They have the same shem. It's min b'mino. So in that bottle, according to Abudah, should not be bottle. I feel the bailiff. If you mixed in an avail with shkutu, a little bit of avail with a lot of shkutu, I would have said, if I never saw that gemara, I would have said, according to Abudah, it's not bottle b'mino. It's all the same shem. It's all the same kam. It's min b'mino. Min b'mino. According to Abudah, there's never bottle at all. So Mar says, not so fast. Not so fast. Even according to Abudah, the min b'mino is not bottle. They're different. That's not exactly min b'minoi, because this is an avela, this is a shchuta, and an avela has a different halacha than a shchuta, and that difference in halacha itself is enough to make it min b'she'enoi minoi. But here it gets the Gemara and says a wrinkle. It depends. If the avela could become like the shchuta, then it's since the avela could become like the shchuta. So maybe that's enough that they're called min b'mina. If their ways are parted forever, the nevela could never become a shchuta, and the shchuta could never become like a nevela, then it will be min b'she'ena mina, and it'll be bottle. But there's a possibility that since the nevela could maybe become like a shchuta, how can a nevela become like a shchuta? If it's masriach, then it loses the is a nevela. Rotten meat of a nevela is like a shchuta, you're allowed to eat it. You may not want to, but you're allowed to eat it. So that's like a shchuta. So a nevela can become like a shchuta. A shchuta can never become a nevela. You can do whatever you want with it. It's never going to get into a nevela. But a nevela could become like a shchuta. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. So the Gemara says in Achleikas, you go bus a bottle of water, bottle. The Gemara has that principle. It's all in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. La halacha we don't all like Rabbi Yehuda. Most of Yishayin are passing not like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass the meaning is bottle, so the whole Gemara is not negating the halacha. Shittas Rashi that we do pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but we don't all the way. So it doesn't matter to us. Min b'mina, min b'she'ena mina, it's all bottle of rye. We have to worry about nice and tam. Nice and tam is a different world. But this is the Gemara in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. That there's a difference between min b'mina and min b'she'ena mina. So here the Gemara says, strange animals go on in Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, machaikis within this world, between Rav Chanina and Rav Chisda, you go bossa bottle of bossa misbaki. Rav Chisda holds you go bossa the mevatel, which means that if you have a little bit of nevela inside a lot of, if you have, I'm sorry, the other way. Rav Chanina holds you go bossa the bottle. That means if you have a little bit of nevela inside a lot of shchuta, since the nevela could become a shchuta, if it's masriach, so it's min b'mina and zayne bottle. Whereas Rav Chisda goes after the mevatel and he says, well, but since the shchuta can never become a nevela, so it's min b'she'ene mina and it's a bottle. That's the background to the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from a brisa. The brisa talks about a case where you have a matzah and you were ma'arev in it, in the doper's pastors, tavlin, a lot of tavlin. So the Gemara says, you yotze chayvas matzah, matzah yelo shenikah is matzah mitubelas. Says the Gemara, Kasalka Daitoch, the Gemara thought, when it wanted to bring this Raya, that the case is that it's a Rav Tavlin. It's an interesting thing. I don't know, it's a very rich cooking. It was Rav Tavlin, more Tavlin than Chita. And it says that you're Yotze. How are Yotze? The Chita's the bottle of the Rav. Must be, because it's Min B'minoi, and Min B'minoi is not bottle. So Shmami no, why is it min b'minoi? This is matzah and this is not matzah. But since matzah, if it's masriach, loses its special status of matzah, it can become like tavlin. Meaning, matzah special halachas, chita special halachas. But if it's masriach, it could lose those halachas. So it could become like tavlin that has no special halachas. So since the matzah could become like the tavlin, so it's called min b'minoi. And if it's min b'minoi, it's ain't a bottle of filu be'elef. And that's why you yotze chayvas matzah. No, the matzah was not the mir, the matzah was the rive, the chita was the rive, and they konami, because it's nikka matzah mitubelis, not called tavlin, it's called matzah mitubelis. But apparently it's mostly matzah and only a mir of tavlin, so therefore there's the whole, so there's no, so that's why it's not a bottle of rive, because it's not a mir, the matzah's not a mir, it's not a bottle of rive, because it's not a mir. That's the gemara. This is a very mysterious gemara. One of these gemaras that, you know, you feel like you fell into a different, universe. Like, just to figure out all the strange things. First of all, it's a strange gemara because why does the gemara think this is min b'minoi? The machlekes about bosom and latl, or bosom is batl, perhaps we're talking about cases with things that look the same, taste the same, they're the same in every other respect. But in halacha, they're different. So that's a shaila. The fact that halachically they're different, is that enough to make it min b'sheini minoi, or does that still called min b'minoi? And that has to do with bosom b'tol or bosom b'sbatol, lachlekes hachanin and hachistol. But if you have two things that really are different minim, so then leishemanim yolam, that should be called min b'minoi. But that's min b'sheini minoi. All the gemaras, like I told you, gemara about zara, that you have vinegar, they're mixed in with vinegar, and there's lachlekes you bosom shmo, bosom taima. Or you have grapes and grape juice, do you go bosa taima, bosa shema? There the Gemara is busy with tam, the shem, but nobody ever said, well, since the grape juice could become like the grapes, or the grapes could become like the... That's not the nidon. Avalis min b'sheini minoi. It's when they're different physically, avalis min b'sheini minoi. It's when they're the same in every other respect. Physically, they're the same, but halachically, they're different. So then we have this machlekes Rav Hanina and Rav Chisda, that does the halachic difference matter? And there we could say, well, if one could lose its special halachas, it could give up its special halachas, either the bottle or the mispatul, or the chanin or the chizdo. If it could give up its special halachas, so maybe it can be called min. Maybe it's min b'minay. And if it can't give up its special halachas, then the halachas will make it min b'shein minay. But two things that are really different. So who cares if they have the same halachas or don't have the same halachas? But they're really different. So this is chita and this is tavlin. Chita and tavlin are two different things. So of course it's min b'shein minay. What does that do with basar? Like pork and beans. Then anybody would say, well, pork and beans should be min b'minoi because the pork could be masriach and it'll become like the beans. So it's min b'minoi. Of course, it's not min b'minoi because it's pork and beans. If you have pork and if you have meat and meat, but there's this in the veil and this in shchut and they're different halachas, but it could give up its halachas. So this is how the Chayim talk about. I don't know, Rishonim don't talk about it so much. Not that we have somebody Rishonim and Melachas, but Rishonim don't seem to talk about it. This is a Chazanish. The Chazanish says, he points to a Tosfos in Beitzah, where Tosfos in Beitzah says that, based on the Gemara, that when you make a dough, the water and the flour are min b'minoi, because you need them together to make a dough. They merge into a single entity of dough. They're both part of the ingredients of dough. So they're called min b'minoi. Okay. So the Chazanish is the same thing over here. The matzah, since it's part of the recipe to have tavlin in the matzah, in this matzah mitubelis, so that's physically, that's called min b'minoi, not min b'sheini. So therefore, it's like two things that are physically the same, because now it's merged into one spicy matzah. So it's min b'minoi, except that they have different halachas, the matzah and the tavlin, and that's the shtolim, basa botle, basa mispat. Okay. Fine. So that's not so much our concern. I'm not even talking about that. That's just that the Gemara should start to make sense. Otherwise, I go weird Gemara. So that's number one. But then there's two other problems in this Gemara, which Rav Chaim is busy with, which is number one. So it says in this Gemara that you have a Gemara's envisioning this case that you have a matzah with tavlin. The tavlin is the roiv and the chit is the mit. That's the case. The tavlin is the roiv, the chita is the miyut, and it says you yoytze. Why are you yoytze? The chita should be brought along with the tavlin. So the Gemara says, oh, it must be your yoytze because of min b'minoi. And why is it called min b'minoi? Because the matzah could become like the tavlin. So right, you go bosa bottle, not bosa misbottle. It's right, Rav Chanina, Kashin, Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda answers, no, the matzah is not the miyut, it's the roiv. Like upon him, and the Gemara thought, the matzah is the miyut, the tavlin is the roiv. And the reason why you yoytze is because it's min b'minoi. But if it wouldn't be min b'minoi, most quite your chizda, you go bosom is batla, it's not min b'minoi. So then it's can't. Then you're not yoytze chayv as matzah because not min b'minoi. So you have bittul b'roi. What are the kashas? Two big kashas. Kasha number one, who cares if it's min b'shein and minoy? It's nice and tam. The chita in the tavern, the chur is nice and tam. The chita is a mid. It doesn't say it's not nice and tam. It's a bottle of shishin. That doesn't say anymore. It's a bottle of shishin. The chita of ad is nice and tam in the tavern. It may be more tavern than the chita, but if ad of the chita, even if it's 40% chita, ad is nice and tam. Presumably. So who cares if min b'minoy, min b'shein and minoy? Let's say it's min b'shein and minoy. More things is min b'minoy. Rav Yehuda, min b'minoy is not bottle b'roid. And if it's min b'shein and minoy, it's still not bottle b'roid. The chita is nice and tam in the tavern. Tell the Gemara. That's Rav Chaim's main occupation. Then there's another kasha, which is what is it? Okay, what is even the help that it's not bottle b'roid? But in the we saw in the Rabban and the Rosh that even if it's not even done something that's not bottle b'roid needs grera. Whatever the Hasbir is or the Rosh says because in the Bolei Dechimovitz and according to the Rabban it's because. You need a Shem Lechem, you need to get a Shem Lechem, and then I need Greer to give it a Shem Lechem. Whatever it is, but we have a Perish Yerushalmi, the Rabban and the Rosh bring it, they say it's not Chaylik on the Babli, that besides not being bottled the Roy, mostly the Babli says nice and tam, by Chitin Oyer, it's nice and tam, it's not bottled the Roy, that's not enough, you also have to come out to Greer. So what does it help over here, even if it is Min Miminoi, so it's not bottled the Roy, because Rabbi Yehuda Min Miminoi had a bottle, where did Greer go? The tablin's not going, the chita's not going, the tablin, right? It's especially the chita and oyer that they go with each other. That the Yishami also says. Chita and oyer is special chemistry. Chita and tablin, from the Yishamad, is greater by chita and tablin. So without greater, what does it help to happen? What does it help to happen in the scene of study? What does it help? It's not bottled, right? Very strange, Gemara. So, what does it say in the Gemara? Without all the, never mind the bossa bottle, the bossa misbottle, that's just to know where the scenery. I'm going to tell you a trick. You get a Gemara like this, a Gemara Menachos. You have to look up the Gemara Menachos. Chaim brings it, and the whole Gemara is like a complicated Gemara. It's not even our Indian. We don't really need to know now about Bosa Batul and Bosa Misbatul. But you just need to take out of the Gemara. We need to take out. You use the Archbold, and then you get the whole back end of the Gemara, and you can take out the piece that you need. And it's a shortcut. For this Archbold, it's good for many things, but for this is very easy. So anyway, for us it's not important right now, the bosa bottle, bosa misbattle, all of that. What's going to get to us right now is that the Gemara is a case we have a matzah. It's mostly tavlin. It's a mir of chita. And it says that you're yotze. And the Gemara thinks, why are you yotze? Because it's min b'minoi. How does it become min b'minoi? So we need a lot of explaining. How is matzah, chita, and tavlin min b'minoi? So first of all, we have a chazanish that says, well, since it's all part of the meh recipe, so it's called min b'minoi, physically it's called min b'minoi. Then there's another, then the Gemara's discussion, which is, but halachically the different things, so that's called the bosa batul, bosa mizbatul, that's the topic of the Gemara, min b'minoi, because one could lose its special halachas, but the matzah could lose its special halachas and become like the tavlin, so, but does that matter? Because it's you go bosa batul, bosa mizbatul, so there's like a lot of things going on in the machinery over here to make it into min b'minoi, something which intuitively doesn't look to us like min b'minoi at all. But somehow it's min b'minoi. So the Gemara thinks the reason why the matzah, you get Yechayv's matzah over here, is because it's min b'minoi, and it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Min b'minoi is a nap bottle of ilu be'elef. So that's why you get Yechayv's matzah, because the matzah is min b'minoi, and min b'minoi is any bottle, and that's why you get Yechayv's matzah. That's the piece of the Gemara that's important to us. And this piece of Gemara, there are two problems. Problem number one is that who cares if it's, why does it need to be min b'minoi? And if it's min b'she'ene minoi, but it's tam kitir, it's nice and tam. And number two, what is even help that it's min b'minoi? So min b'minoi is just a way not to be bottled. What is the help that it's not bottled? But I need greira. So greira over here. Whatever your hesber is, bolu dechimot, shem lechem, whatever it is, but we know you need greira. So, and here there's no greira, because chit and tavlin, we never heard that they have any greira. Says a Chaim that one question answers the other with his mahalach. He says that I'm going to be yotze with the chita. I don't need the tablet. I'm going to be yotze with the chito. I'm going to eat a kazayis of chito. We're going to the Rambam. Rambam doesn't have netbach habara. We're talking about I'm going to eat a kazayis of chito. And my chito is dogon. And if it's dogon, it's lechem. I don't need anything further. So, but here it depends. If it's min b'minoi, so min b'minoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minoi in a bottle, is taka a half kohen bitl. Min b'minoi, the din of min b'minoi, the loch of min b'minoi, the Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'minoi is not bottle, is that it's not bottle b'roi, it's matkia dine bitl. So I have a chita, which is min b'minoi is not bottle, and therefore the chita is not bottle. If the chita is not bottle, then I have chita mamish. And chita mamish gives me chita, gives me dogon, and it gives me shem lechem, because chita could have a shem lechem, and that's it. I don't need anything further. I don't need greira. Because why would I need greira? I don't need to be greira the tablin. I'm not trying to be yaitzi with the tablin. I'm only trying to be yaitzi with the chita. And the chita could have a shem lechem. That's if it's min b'mina. On the other hand, if it wouldn't be min b'mina, if we mean b'she'enay minay, so then, really, min b'she'enay minay is bottle b'ray. Elamai, but it's nice and tam ke'iker, says Reb Chaim his Yisrael, tam ke'iker only works that it retains the shem dogon. Because that we have a yafusa, the tam ke'iker, that the tam of dogon is like dogon, and therefore the dogon is not bottle b'ray. But it's not bottle b'roi because there's a special halacha mechudeshes of tam kicker, and the halacha tam kicker is that tam dogon as dine dogon. So I have for the tam kicker tells me that the dogon is not bottle, but it doesn't work for the shem lechem because what I have is a tam dogon. I don't have a tam lechem. Lechem, I have to decide afterwards if it's lechem. So in dine lechem, I don't have a yalfusa that it has a tam. So dine lechem ataka. So therefore, tam kicker helps that the din dogon is not bottle, but it can't. Tam kicker can't give me a shem lechem. For Hashem lechem, I need greira, and chitz night there's no greira by tavlin. So that's takav shat in the gemara, because it's talking about a case where there is no greira, because it's chitz and tavlin, not chitz and oiris. So if there's no greira, so what gives me my shem lechem? Tam kikir can't be give me a shem lechem. Min b'minoi could give me a shem lechem, because min b'minoi is poshut afkan bittel. If it's not bottle, it's not bottle, then it's chitz and mamish could get a shem lechem. But if it's min b'she'enei minoi, min b'she'enei minoi is bottle. Except it's halacha mechudeshes of tam ki'ikr. And halacha mechudeshes of tam ki'ikr was only said on the things that it was said about. So it's said on dinei dogon, but it wasn't said on the shem lechem. So the dinei dogon are not batel b'roif. But shem lechem I'm still missing. And greir I don't have, because tavlin doesn't have greir. So maybe that's prattling about. That's why the Gemara holds that if it's min b'minoi, then I could be yotzei chayves matzah. But if it's min b'she'eni minoi, then I won't be yotzei chayves matzah. At kam der chayim. This is right. Understand it clearly enough. I mean, I don't exactly understand why there's time kicker on the Shem Dogon, but there's not time kicker on the Shem Lechem. I said it, so I was worried that Shem Lechem goes after. I don't know. It's not clear to me. It's not so clear to me there of Chaim the source. But nonetheless, we have to work on it. But this is the Yisoyder of Chaim. This is one of the few. There's a few of Chaim's about time kicker. This is one of the Chaim's about time kicker. The Yisoyder of Chaim is saying is that time kicker is not a poshut avkon, but min b'mino yukir Rav Yehuda. It's afkon dine bittel. That's what it starts with dine bittel. Min b'mino yene bottle. Tam kikir doesn't start the tam kikir ene bottle. Tam kikir starts as halacha mechudeshes of tam kikir, and it's halacha mechudeshes, and it was only said like, the things that it was said about, the things that have a yafusa because it's exeris hakosuf. Those things that there's exeris hakosuf about tam kikir, so the inyan those halachas tam kikir not bottle, but it starts with the fact that halacha mechudeshes of tam kikir. But for those things that there's no halacha about tam kikir, then they would be bottle. So since the Shem Lechem doesn't have the halacha of tam kikir, here we need some footnotes. Why is the halacha of lechem not have a tam kikir in itself? Because it's not, I guess, because it's not tam lechem, it's tam dogon, which you're then deciding if it's lechem. It's tam dogon. The thing itself is dogon. Lechem is a halachic status that we're deciding if it deserves. The thing itself is dogon. It has a tam dogon. It doesn't have a tam lechem. I don't know if there's even such a thing as tam lechem. It's like a time of good asik, you know. It's a halachic status that we decide afterwards, are we going to give it? So dogon has halachic status of lechem. A thing that's baked dogon has this halachic status of lechem. And that is tam kikir. Tam dogon has halachic. But lechem is dogon. An isha that dogon when it's baked has a shem lechem doesn't say that tam kikir when it's baked has a shem lechem. I think maybe that's the hasbara. So, but anyway, that's a chayim. So that's how he deals with this gemara in Menachos. I was just thinking that maybe Lefi Rosh we could say a different mahalach in this gemara. It's a very strange gemara, very very difficult gemara. Chaim has his mahalach, but Chaim's mahalach is built on a lot of things. I thought Lefi Rosh maybe there's a pashut to mahalach. In Lefi Rosh, let's go back to the Rosh for a minute. The Rosh learned the way the whole thing works is that you have tam kikir makes nefach, but it has to be bolu dechimus. Greira gives me bolu dechimus. Now it's the Rosh learns. Go back to me. The Rosh learns the way it works when you mix chit and iris. The iris is nepach liyas dogon with tam kikir. Tam kikir makes nepach. I'm yetz with the iris because the iris was nepach liyas dogon, but it's a lumbish dogon. It's not a real dogon. It's not bolu dechimus. So for that I have to have. For that I need to have greira. So I was thinking. The Rosh is built on the Hanukkah that in order to have a Shem Lechem, you have to be Bolu Dechimus. That's one of the problems in Moram Menochah, is the Tatum is not Bolu Dechimus. So what does it help? Min B'mino, you're not Bottle, but it's not Bolu Dechimus. How are the Tatum Bolu Dechimus? So I thought maybe the Tatum don't need to be Bolu Dechimus. Because the bolu dechimus is it's not an arbitrary thing. You need a bolu dechimus because that defines lechem. A lechem, you have kemach and you have mayim and the machmes, and that's lechem. When I make lechem and I put in other things, tavlin, raisins, whatever I put in, there's no expectation that the raisins are going to be machmes. The raisins are part of the lechem for a different reason, because they're metabal the lechem. The cinnamon, whatever I put in, it's part of the lechem, but it's different. The lechem has three things: it has mayim, kemach, and then it has tavlin. If you want to make a matzah mitubelos, shenikri matzah mitubelos. The tavlin don't have to be bolu dechimus, and that's not a steer to the shem lechem. The kemach and the mayim have to be bolu dechimus, because kemach and mayim, if they're not bolu dechimus, let's say it was meperis, for example. Meperis are bolu dechimus, but if it was let's say iris or nepach and dog or something. If it's not bolu dechimus, then it's not. That's the kemach of the kemach and the mayim have to be bolu dechimus. Otherwise, not lechem. But the tavlin, the etzim, don't need to be bolu dechimus because they're filling a different role. Their role is to be tavlin. Tavlin doesn't need to be bolu dechimus. I think balabat shakta. I could. That's not hard to swallow. L'chatchila, the condition of bolu dechimus was set in the kemach and the mayim, and not in the tavlin. Like this. That's number one. Then number two, Lefi the Rosh, Tam Kikir works that it's Nepach. That's Tam Halacha that Tam is not Bottle. Tam Kikir works because it's Mehapach the head to Liazos. So I was wondering, Lefi the Rosh, that Tam Kikir has a very powerful thing. It makes a Nepach. It's also not bottle. The Rosh also agrees that it's not bottle. Not only is it not bottle, but it's also nepach liyas os. Not only is the issa not bottle, not only is the pork not bottle, but it turns the beans into pork. Is that two different things? Number one, the pork's not bottle. Number two, the beans become pork. Or is it one thing? You know why the pork's not bottle? The pork really should be bottle. The pork's not bottle because the beans become pork, so the male of the pork's not bottle. It's mistabit to me the second way. Mechatez make two halachas out of it. Since the Rosh learns that Tam Kikir works with that it's Mahapach, the Heter is Nepach Liyas also, very mistabit to me that's the reason why it's not Bottle also. It's not two different things. Because the Heter is Nepach Liyas also, that's why the Isser is not Bottle. But Lu Yitzur had a Tam Kikir, and for some reason the Heter couldn't be Nepach. Let's say I have some case where I have an Isser, it's Nisarav in the Heter, it's Nais and Tam in the Heter, but for some reason this Heter can't be Nepach. We'll see in a second why, but let's say I have a case. The very will be that then the Tam will be bottom. Those who show you don't have Nepach in the first place, and they don't think that they don't, that's certainly not true, they don't have Nepach at all. They think there's a din that Tam is not bottom. But the feed of Rishonim all the time kicker means that the head is nepach lias also. I think it's just that Yashus is that. That's also why it's not bottle. It stands to reason also because in the Yafusa is that way. The Yafusa just says what it says in the Yafusa l'moshel time kicker we learn out from many places. One of the places we learn out is from Gilui Midyan, Gilui Nochem. That the kasha the kelim because the time would come out. So where do you see Nepach? Maybe it just says that the time is not bottle. So you have to kasha the kelim because the time is also. Where does it say Nepach? Because these Rishonim presumably hold that the time should be bottle. The only reason why it's not bottle is because the heter is Nepach, so therefore it's not bottle. So maybe I go like this. If by this case you have a matzah with two bellies. So the matzah has to be bottle chimus. That means the kemach has to be bottle chimus, the mayim has to be bottle chimus. That part has to be bottle chimus. The tavlin don't need to be bottle chimus. So now I have a matzah, and it's the matzah with two bellies, mostly tavlin. The Gemara says mostly tavlin. If it would be min b'she'enoi minot, so min b'she'enoi minot should be both, except that tam kicker is nice and tam. So how would that work over here? We're going to say tam kicker that the tavlin is nepach liyos like the chito. By oiris, the oiris is nepach liyos ke chito. So here also we can say the tavlin is nepach to be chito. Here is a problem. If the tavlin is going to be nepach to be chito, so then it needs. Then it's chito. If it's chito, then what does it need to be? Bolei dechimutz. And it's not bolei dechimutz because it's not bolei dechimutz. Tavlin is not bolei dechimutz. You could be nepach from today till tomorrow. Tavlin's never bolei dechimutz. So it's not going to work. So you can't be machshir this matzah by being mahapech the tavlin to be kemach. Because if you're going to be mahapech them to be kemach, they're going to need to be bolei dechimutz. And that's not going to work. So in Mela, you need the tavlin to stay tavlin, because tavlin don't need to be bolei dechimutz. But if the tavlin stay tavlin, then the chit is bottle beroiv. Because noit, min b'sheinim mini is bottle beroiv, except that nepach prevents the bittle beroiv. But over here, you're between a rock and a hard place. If you're going to say nepach, you're going to turn the tavlin into kemach, then the tavlin's not going to be bolei dechimutz, and it's not going to be good. And if you're not going to say nepach, and you can let the tavlin stay tavlin, so that's very nice, the tavlin doesn't need to be bolei dechimutz, but then the chit will be bottle beroiv. Because min b'shein minu be'etzim is bottle beroiv. It's the nepach that prevents it. But here the nepach is not available. Because to the extent that you want to say nepach, it has to be bottle dechimutz. By chita oiris you could do it. By chita you could turn the oiris into chita with nepach, and then the oiris with greater is bottle dechimutz. So then you're okay. But by chita and tavlin, you can't turn the tavlin into chita because the tavlin is not bottle dechimutz. How could it be chita? It's not bottle dechimutz. So here al korchach min b'shein minu is not going to work. Min b'minoi will work because min b'minoi is not bottle, nothing to do with nepach. Min b'min is be'etzem not bottle. Min b'min is be'etzem not bottle. The chit is not bottle, so you yitzu with the chito. But min b'she'enim in be'etzem is bottle. What prevents bittle is nepach. But here nepach is not available because if you want the tavlin to be nepach, then it's going to have to be bolei dechimutz. And since the tavlin is not bolei dechimutz, you can't say nepach. If you can't say nepach, then the chit is bottle b'ray. Okay, I think we'll stop here. There's more to be mafalpah, but this is, I think, enough for us. And we'll go on to the sugya of Mishra. So again, the sugya of Mishra we're going to do, it's a sugya in Psalkim and a sugya in Nosir. It's parallel sugyas. But we need to have both. It's kedai to come to shir with both. I don't know if you happen to start with two gemaras, or maybe you can get the ziyaksas of the topic. But it's kedai to have both because A, there's slight differences between the two Gemaras, and B, the Rashi's in Pesachim have nothing to do with the Rashi's in Nazir. It's probably not even the same person. And the Tosis in Pesachim are very different than Tosis in the Nazir. So I want to work through the Sugya first. Well, I'm not sure exactly how we'll go through the whole thing, but to begin with, I want to do Rashi. I want to do Sugya with Rashi in Pesachim. Because Nazir is not really Rashi, I think. So I want to do the Sugya with Rashi in Pesachim. At least the first omelet, Mandala Madal. And then then we'll have to decide, will we finish the whole thing with Rashi and then go to the Tosafot, and maybe we'll just do that Omer, but then we'll do the Tosafot right away. We'll have to strategize how exactly to go. But Dover Rishon is to know Shakir Tai, the whole Gemara, from Mdalim and Aleph, Mdalim and Beis. I don't remember exactly where it ends, but you'll see for yourself. And then we'll work through the Rashi. There's a lot going on in that sugya. That's Mamashi Yisrael, is the sugya in Tamkir. What?